Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Kuroe. Thank you for coming to this briefing session despite your busy schedule and the hot weather. Now, I would like to start a presentation on the outline of the first quarter results of Yamaha Corporation. First, the overview of the first quarter performance. Against the initial forecast announced on April 28th, the company posted somewhat less net sales and more profits. But overall, the results are in line with the plan. However, on the year-on-year basis, net sales came down, and operating income also dropped. Net sales were 1.7 billion yen lower than the initial projection, and down 8.8 billion year-on-year. In the segments of musical instruments, AVIG products, and recreation business, sales declined against forecast and year-on-year. Sales of electronic equipment and metal products fell significantly from the year before, but slightly beat the projection. Sales of the lifestyle-related products were higher than initial projections and year-on-year. I will elaborate on each segment later. Operating income was more or less in line with the initial forecast, but compared with the previous year, operating income came down sharply in the core segments, namely musical instruments, AVIG products, and electronic equipment and metal products. Impacts from the changes in the foreign exchange rate was limited in the first quarter. The remaining issue we need to deal with is to lower the inventory level. At the end of the first quarter, it was not as low as we anticipated. These are the overall numbers for the first quarter. Sales were down 6.6% from the year before and slightly lower than the initial projection. The amount of sales was 124.1 billion. Operating income was higher than the projection but dropped 54% from the previous year with the amount of 6.9 billion. Recurring profit was 11.6 billion as the asset impairment accounting system was introduced ahead of the schedule in the first quarter last year. Net income turned into the black. Please look at sales and operating income by segment. Musical instruments posted sales in line with the results a year ago, but dropped slightly against the projection. The AVIT segment sales were much lower than both the projection and the results a year ago. The electronic equipment and metal products stayed within the projection, but plunged from the previous year. Overall, sales came down 6.6% year-on-year with the amount of 124.1 billion. Operating income of the musical instrument segment was slightly lower than the projection, but much lower from the year before. AVIT operating income was in line with the projection, but came down sharply compared to a year ago. The segment that posted the biggest drop was the semiconductor-related electronic equipment and metal products. The amount dropped from 7.7 billion to 2.6 billion. However, it was somewhat better than the projection. As for the full year forecast, we have not revised it because the first quarter results are in line with the initial projection. The numbers shown here are the ones announced on April 28th. This is the full year forecast by business segment. As I explained at the briefing session in April, our strategy is to put the musical instrument business back on the sales growth track as we face a sharp decline in the sales of electronic equipment and metal product segment. This is the core element of the company's midterm business plan YST50. For this fiscal year, we will continue utmost efforts to promote the business plan. Now, I would like to move on to the results by segment. First, musical instruments. In the first quarter, with the impacts of the exchange rate being excluded, net sales were 3.1% below the initial projection. Year on year, sales remained almost the same or increased slightly. Particularly in the US and Europe, sales were far below the plan. In the US market, retail sales were strong, but the adjustment of dealer-purchased stocks by March this year has not been fully completed. However, the adjustment will be completed soon, so we expect a recovery in the second quarter and after. Sales declined from a year ago in the Japanese market. In the previous year, we enjoyed strong sales of a new Electone model, Stagia, but its sale has seemed to run its course, which caused lower sales in the first quarter. On the operating income side, I should point out two factors. First is the impact of inventory adjustments through production cuts, and second, sales in the U.S. did not grow as we expected, which resulted in the increased inventory. Spring enrollments in Yamaha Music Schools again rose compared to the previous year. The number of enrollments remains on the steady increase. I think recent efforts in this segment are now paying off. Enrollments in adult music school courses have hit the 100,000 mark. The full-year projection remains the same as the one announced on April 28th. Into the second half, the company will launch major products as it considers the second half crucial for bringing growth in both sales and profits. So the task for the second half is to securely implement what is planned to do. Next is AVIT. As I mentioned earlier, sales fell year-on-year and against the forecast. The reason for this is a decline in the overall demand in Japan, despite brisk sales in North America and Europe, thanks to new product launches and strong sales channels. Sales declined because of a tough market situation in Japan and less sales of routers amid the intensifying competition. The full-year sales forecast will stay the same as the one announced on April 28th. We will strengthen and expand the new concept model, the YSP business. Electronic equipment and metal products. Although the first quarter sales and operating income exceeded the initial projection, they were far lower on the year-on-year basis, as shown in the slide. Sales of LSI chips for cellular phones were slightly above the initial projection, but down sharply year-on-year due to price reductions. As we expect more shipments of new products in the second quarter and after, we will try to accelerate sales growth. The full-year forecast will not be changed from the April number. With the launch of a new product named MA7, we will accelerate efforts to increase sales. Lifestyle-related products. In March this year, as part of structural reforms, the company put in place a new scheme, and this new scheme has delivered some results in the first quarter. The first quarter sales rose year-on-year. Particularly, the remodeling business is growing. Thanks to the launch of a new product, Marble Sink, the company was able to regain the share in the system kitchen market. As for the full-year forecast, we don't know how this segment will play out, so we have not revised the number. We will continue efforts to maintain the momentum we gathered and achieve steady growth. Recreation business. Stays at our facilities increased, but as a result of fewer day trippers and wedding parties, the first quarter sales unfortunately ended up lower than the initial projection and year-on-year. Operating income improved due to the rationalization of expenses and reduced depreciation cost. For the full-year forecast, the company will further cut down on expenses and gradually reduce the depreciation cost to squeeze the amount of losses. The Kiroro Resort is the key focus. Some old ski courses will be renovated in order to meet new customers' needs and attract more local visitors on day trips. Other business. With sales of golf products, FA, and metallic molds beating the initial projections, positive operating income was achieved in the first quarter. Lowering the production cost is also gradually taking effect. We will continue efforts in the following quarters in order to achieve the full-year forecast. Next is about the financial situation. First, inventories. I already mentioned the inventory status at the outset. The inventory level at the end of the first quarter rose from the year before and was larger than the initial projection. As we consider inventory reduction a crucial issue for this fiscal year, we will accelerate efforts in the second quarter. This slide shows the current status of the capital expenditure and R&D expenses. As there was a slight delay in the actual payment for the final inspection, the amount of the capital expenditure in the first quarter was smaller compared to the projection, but it will stay in line with the full-year forecast. Cash flow. You can see a big negative number at the bar second from the right. This is because we had to pay corporate tax, which we did not a year ago. Until the last fiscal year, the company was exempted from corporate tax payment because of the loss carried forward every year. But this is no more the case for this first quarter. This is the summary of the balance sheet. As we saw the situation relatively calm and static over the course of the first quarter, I have kept my presentation focused on the summarized results.